You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Elvis, let me talk for Operation Dudula and not for the rest of the other parties. Though the IEC is confirming that our cases are similar, but ours is different because when we experienced a technical glitch, that was before the cut of time, we had tried to get help from the IEC and they failed us. We phoned them several times. We did not get help. Fortunately, we had screen grabbed the problem that we had experienced at that time and emailed it to them to say that this is a problem that we're experiencing. We cannot upload our national candidate list on the system, but we could not get help. The only thing was that the only response we got was that we will come back to you. But they came back to us at about 5 minutes to five. The cut of time was 5 p.m. So what we had done is that we had sent a list of our national candidates that goes together with the regional list. We had pushed it by email to say, because you guys are not helping us, please do it on your side because you have all the powers, but we are pushing it to you before cut of time so that you do not disqualify us. But unfortunately, still, we did not get any response until we, on the 26th, before they published the list on their website, we went to their offices, and that was the only time we were told that we have been disqualified for being on the national ballot paper because we did not submit our national list. So that's where it started. We then had to go to electoral court to file an urgent application to say we had tried to get assistance from you, but you guys failed. We had submitted everything to show, we have submitted proof to show that we had a technical glitch, and we had sent you our ID numbers for you to upload them on the system, but you still did not help us. It's unfortunately, Elvis, that IEC is always saying that they are pushing for fair and free elections, but that's not the case because it started with the signatures. It was a very difficult task, I must say. A lot of political parties failed this task, but Operation Dudula, passed this task, and we actually met all the requirements that IEC had given us. But it's just this one part that IEC is throwing us under the bus with. But unfortunately, yesterday we did receive the judgment and our case has been dismissed. But we have instructed our legal team to request the reasons because we still haven't received reasons. They only gave us a judgment that our case is dismissed. Reasons will follow shortly, but we still haven't received anything. So we have instructed our legal team to get the reasons so that we can file an urgent application in the Constitutional Court today.
Mm-hmm. So the reasons will only be presented to you by Thursday or Friday, I would imagine, then?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. So what recourse will Operation Dudula seek now that your case has been dismissed?
What we want is that the IEC would probably have to postpone the elections because they cannot print the ballot papers while our case is still in the Constitutional Court because we tried, as for Operation Dudula specifically, we tried to get help from their side. They failed. We took this matter to the Electoral Court, but you could tell that they're biased. Everything is there. All the proof is there that we tried to get help from them, but they still dismiss our case. So we're hoping that we're going to get justice in the Constitutional Court, but definitely they cannot continue. IEC cannot continue with this process until we know where we stand with mm-hmm. our application.
Now, Operation Dudula has, since the inception of the movement, called for a complete overhaul of the migration system in South Africa. Do you feel that this new white paper on citizenship, immigration and refugee protection will adequately address the country's immigration crisis and go as far as discouraging economic migrants from entering South Africa that all pretend to be asylum seekers?
You know, it's not going to help because we were given an opportunity to actually comment on this white paper.
Hmm.
But it's clear that the recommendations that we sent were not even entertained. They were just bluffing us. They already knew what they wanted to have. You know, we have people that come here and claiming to be asylum seekers, but there's no war in their countries. They're jumping all other 10 countries coming to South Africa but claiming to be asylum seekers. They come here and to do business, and they don't even follow the business requirements when you're foreign, when you're an immigrant. Like I'm gonna talk about your Somalians and your Pakistanians. They don't invest in this country the minimum five million that is needed. They are more into the township economy now. Our own South Africans are battling in the townships because of they have their spaza shops all over the townships. So it's not really going to help South Africans. But when it comes to other proper businesses, we would like migrants to come in with proper visas, business visas, and invest it with the minimum requirement that is needed. Then
yes.
We don't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got a problem with these asylum seekers that are here but running their own businesses.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's where we got to leave it. Operation Dudula Secretary General Sandile Dabula, thank you so much for your time.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.